We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I just saw the strangest bug in our men's room. I think it's a kind of beetle. There's like a million kinds of beetles. I got to figure out which one. Bugs fascinate me. Bugs, to me, bugs are like aliens. You know what I mean? They're so weird looking. Like, they don't belong in the same planet. Something's wrong here. But anyway, welcome to the show. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in many a time in recent days. Much appreciated. And unfortunately, I guess you're stuck with me. So the I'm going to change things up just a little bit. In Germany, Dateline Berlin, Germany has announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated. Its leaders are backing plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. If there's one thing the Germans know about, it is mandatory. Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses, such as supermarkets and pharmacies. And interestingly, a number of you, and I want to hear from you people who have received the call from the Erie County Democratic Committee. One of the questions, do you support a vaccine mandate? I need the exact wording of the question. It goes along the lines of, do you support a vaccine mandate? So unvaccinated people, you don't have to be around unvaccinated people in public places. I need the exact wording of the question. I want to hear from anybody who's received that call from the Erie County Democrat Committee. I've got a whole bunch of emails saying, yes, I got the call. Yes, I got the call. Well, I'd like you to call me and tell me about the call and what you said. And I'll go over the questions that I have so far as we move along. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Back to Mike in Elma. We're talking about whether the vaccine is going to be mandatory in New York State or in the United States. And again, Mike, I'm concerned about on or about December 13th, because we will have had a couple of weeks since Thanksgiving and a couple of weeks since the maskless world's largest disco.
Exactly. So it will be mandatory. Everything that happens is scripted. There's not one person in our government that's able to act intelligently and make a decision on their feet. Everything that you hear, every number that you hear is basically, it's been created probably months ago. It just unfolds because they have to condition people. I've got a really quick point, if you'd allow me, about Dr. Martin Luther King. The man was nonviolent, but look what he did. I would never tell people, hey, man, become violent. I don't believe in it. It's not going to get anything done. All it's going to do is make the other side violent. However, if you're in a store, you don't want to wear a muzzle, don't wear your muzzle, because I'll tell you what, there's a large percent of people that are just wearing it because they don't want to be targeted. And today's parents, all I'm going to say is this, look, you know, somebody makes a bad call against your kid on the field, you're ready to jump on that ref and start screaming, defend your kid. I think this is a little bit more important. Where's all the parents defending their kids? Start banding together and let people know you're there, because I'll tell you what, if you don't start rocking the proverbial boat, you're going to be treading water because your boat's going to sink. And that's all I have to say, Tom. Thank you for what you do, and good luck with the future you're having.
I am still trying to figure out what it is I do, to be honest with you, but I'm grateful for the call. So the questions that the Erie County Democrats are asking, and I need your help on this because I don't have a landline and my phone is restricted as far as who is able to talk to me and call in. But anyway, an email, And if you've got this call, I want to know what you said and if these questions are accurate. Received a call from the Erie County Democratic Party conducting a survey. Do you support the mask mandate? Would you support, and this is huge, would you support a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance to places? How do you think Mark Poloncarz has handled COVID? Very good, good, fair, poor. How do you think President Biden has handled COVID? If the next election for county executive were held, do you plan to vote Democrat or Republican? If the candidates were Mark Poloncarz or Mickey Kearns, who would you vote for? Are you a Democrat or Republican or other? Are you male or female? By the way, why has it got to be male or female? I mean, where's non-binary? Where's I prefer not to say? Where's transgender? I mean, what the hell? What's this male-female stuff? I thought we gave up on science when it came to gender. But who am I to say? All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you got that call, I mean, what the heck? If you got that call from the Erie County Democrats, I'd like confirmation that those were the questions asked. I'd like to know what you told them. And do you believe that mandatory vaccines are coming to the United States or to areas within the United States? And as an aside, I can't help but thinking to myself, what a time we live in where in the United States of America in 2021, I've actually heard people talk about the free states of Texas, the free states of Florida. And last time I thought anything about a free state was Matthew McConaughey, The Free State of Jones. I mean, that's a movie. And I mean, I never thought in my lifetime, I never thought in a million years that in the United States of America, we'd be talking again about free states. There are a lot of people who believe our freedoms are being greatly impinged upon, and they're looking at states without mandates, without restrictions. Actually, some states have signed into law anti-mandate laws. It's very, very interesting. It's very, yeah, it's extremely interesting. And, you know, let's be realistic, folks. If I had told you 3 years ago that I'd be asking the question, will you accept a shot they tell you you have to have in order to go do anything, would you do it? You'd have all thought I was nuts. But here I am, December 3rd, 2021, asking that question. And it's a real thing. It's not even a make-believe thing. Let's go to Robin in Buffalo on WBEN. Robin, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. No, I don't support any of that stuff, and I'm waiting for that phone call. Also, I seen something on Facebook, and they had an older Jewish couple, and somebody asked them, why didn't you do anything? And they said, because they kept doing it slowly and making it seem like it was for our own good until it was too late, and I think people need to wake up.
Yeah, I've seen that meme. I don't know of its veracity, but the truth is the Germans did do things very, very slowly. And if you watch Schindler's List, there's this scene where the Jews in the ghetto are gathered, and one of the women says, well, this is it. This is the bottom. And it wasn't it, and it wasn't the bottom, because next came the camp.
Yeah.
These things go, it always goes in slow motion, piece by piece, never all at once. And that is something I thought the world had learned, but, sometimes we're a little bit slow in the uptake. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, watch Spielberg's Schindler's List again, and also Roman Polanski, I hate to mention his name, but the pianist. And one minute you're Jewish, you can't walk on the same sidewalk as a non-Jew. Then the next minute they're loading you onto trucks or cattle cars. And then the next minute you find yourself hiding, you know, living incognito and actually, well, eventually being saved by a German officer. But and surviving the war, amazingly surviving the war. And living a long and happy life, at least as happy as one can be, having lost your entire family to a criminal regime. Back to the calls on WBEN. Will there be a mandate that you get the vaccine in the United States or you can't do anything like they're doing in Germany? And Have you gotten the call from the Erie County Democrats asking, is Mark Poloncarz has done a good job? Should we have vaccinated only places? I want to know the exact phrasing of that question if you've got it. 803-0930 is my phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Alex, East Amherst. You are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hello, Alex.
Hey, I think they're definitely coming, the mandates. I don't know if it's going to be federal. I don't know how they'd pass that, but New York State's definitely heading in the wrong direction. I mean, we're talking about a governor who wears a vaccine necklace that says vaxxed. So I think she's hell-bent on getting everybody vaccinated. And honestly, at this point, I don't even know why they're doing the mask mandate. It's just making businesses choose whether to do that or go right to the vaccine pass. So they might as well just skip right to phase four and shut us down again. I don't think anything's going to change when Poloncarz comes out in a week or two to decide our fate. And I wish they'd call me with that survey for the Democrats, but as I'm a Republican, I don't think I'll get the call. But
well, they're calling Republicans, too, according to some of my emails.
Oh, well, if I get that call, I'd love to give them a piece of my mind, but I generally don't pick up solicited calls where I don't recognize a number, but I'll maybe have to start doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. I've got my phone on my phone is so restricted, my doctor couldn't reach me. that's another story. But anyway, I mean, again, you understand what I'm saying. 2 weeks from Thanksgiving and the world's largest disco puts us into early December. And I am sure, I believe if the Democrats are asking the question, do you support a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance to places? Obviously, they've got to be thinking about doing that, or why would they be asking about it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely on the way. And I myself, I'm not ashamed to say I'm unvaccinated, and I keep saying I will accept whatever consequence that means. I'm sticking with my morals. I don't care if I can't go to another entertainment venue, whatever. That's what they invented Netflix for. But nothing's going to change my mind. None of these carrots are working for me. And I'm actually just loving to see, honestly, who supports this stuff, because I don't want to be around people. I haven't lost any friends yet. Most of us are all in the same boat. But it's just eye-opening to see who supports this stuff, especially with the news out of Germany. I saw a picture online of people. I think it was in a grocery store, and there was like a fence between them for vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's like, have you guys not read your own history? Do we not see what's happening again? History is repeating itself.
Yeah, you said not see. Well done. thank you. I don't know if that was subliminal or Freudian, but well done. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. But, you know, again, what's scary to me about Germany is not its past. What's scary to me about Germany is ever since World War II, folks, people have been educated in the perils of totalitarian, authoritarian government. And in 2021, it's like history is repeating itself. I think it was Andy Rooney who said, Germans make great Americans, but lousy Germans. and I can say that. Consider the surname. It's very, very, you don't get much more German than my surname. It actually has an umlaut over the A in the original. Are the mandates coming? Did you get the call from the Erie County Democrats in which they asked, would you support a mandate allowing vaccinated people only to enter public places? Have you gotten the survey? And they're asking Republicans and Democrats, because if they're asking who would you prefer, Poloncarz or Kearns, it would be stupid from a statistical point of view to only ask Democrats. You'd want a random sample roughly equal to the registered likely voters in a given area. Let's go to Debbie in Williamsville. Is this the Debbie?
Yes, it is. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am quite well. This is the very courageous mayor of the village of Williamsville, Deborah Rogers. I've been in touch with Deborah frequently over the past few days, and I am making no bones about it. I want you businesses in Williamsville to support Mayor Rogers, because the trustees had every opportunity at the last meeting to challenge her on her position. They sat there like lumps of coal. And to the Williamsville trustees, I say this. Consider the Board of Education election in Williamsville last time. You see what an energized electorate can do. So you can either get with the program and stand with Freedom and Deborah Rogers, or find yourself being a former trustee, which tends to impact negatively on your future political career. So I am 100% behind Deborah Rogers, mayor of Williamsville. I just want you to know that is my bias. And yes, I'm helping her as best as I can.
Well, I really do appreciate that, Tom, and I really appreciate your support. And I just want to say that I've had just my inbox full of individuals who have phoned in and or emailed me to share their support of freedom of choice, and ultimately, you know, freedom of what it means to be an American and what our Constitution should continue to stand for. So if they're listening, I just want to say to all of them, thank you very much for your support.
So, and just to be clear, you're not somebody on the phone with the county health commissioner saying end the mask breaks in Williamsville. That's not you, right?
No.
Okay, I just want to be clear. I got my people straight. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, without naming names or anything, Deborah Rogers, mayor of the village of Williamsville, your exact position that has garnered so much support, and I know a lot of hate emails as well, a lot of torches, a lot of flames, your exact position is what?
My position is there should be no mask mandate. There should be no vaccine mandate, that we are almost 2 years now into this. And we have to not repeat what clearly hasn't worked, or you and I wouldn't be sitting and having this conversation right now. We need to sit down and figure out another way to handle this going forward. And ultimately, the bottom line is it needs to be a freedom of choice. You know, the vaccine mandate is an absolute tyrannical way of handling this, and it is nothing more than a form of segregation. And I know that using that word seems to make people uncomfortable, but maybe we all need to squirm a little bit and get uncomfortable on this.
Yeah, it doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. It is what it is. It's the definition of the word. There's all kinds of segregation. It need not have any racial component to it.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, historically, I think when people hear that word, it rings a bell. And, you know, I guess my point is that, you know, if that using that language is what wakes people up and rings their bell, then, you know, so be it. But, you know, make no mistake that vaccine mandates are absolutely segregation.
So what is a mayor to do? I mean, what are you expecting from Mark Poloncarz the early part? Well, in a few days here, come around December 10th, 12th, 13th.
Well, I can't begin to get into Mark Poloncarz's head and thought process of what he's thinking. You know, I'm just, I guess, bracing for, you know, what potentially could happen. And, you know, as a mayor, you know, yes, I've gotten a lot of opposition from my board members, but I feel that, you know, any elected official has the right to voice their concerns when those concerns start affecting the residents, the constituents, the business owners in their district that they are elected to serve. And so that's really what prompted me to initially come out, because I was being asked by businesses and residents both that were saying, please say something and speak up for these mandates.
Well, I hope that you and the supervisors of West Seneca, Grand Island, and Marilla can get together and do a joint news conference and maybe prompt some of the other supervisors in other towns and municipalities to come out and get on your side and let the county officials know exactly what the people in the suburbs and the exurbs of Western New York, Erie County-wise, have to say about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's, you know, for those people who sit and are in a political position because they're looking perhaps for the next political position, I think that, you know, aren't always maybe as forthcoming as they would like to be. But, you know, I am a mayor. I am here to, you know, and I took this position to serve the community and to better the community that I live in and I raised my family in. And that's where it ends for me.
Well, Deborah, I'm out of time right now. You can come back after the news if you'd like. Deborah Rogers is the mayor of the village of Williamsville, and I put something up on Bowerly on WBEN, the Facebook page. Especially if you're a Williamsville business owner and you want to reach out to her to support her, they're having a meeting on December 13th at Village Hall, and that's going to be a very interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s. On us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Meeting. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. My God, I'm getting all kinds of emails here. People telling me that, the Great Reset, I mean, that's right out there in the open. The problem is with a lot of these, I guess we call them conspiracy theories, they're conspiracy theories. But anyway, let's get back to the subject at hand on WBEN, about all my feeble mind can handle today. Germany has announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated. Its leaders are backing plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses like supermarkets and pharmacies. And I have, I don't want your emails anymore on this. I want your phone call. If you got the call from the Erie County Democrat Committee asking questions like, I mean, I've got enough emails here, so now I want your phone calls because I want to talk to you instead of just getting emails from you about the poll. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So what's a little bit freaky is we've got this story from Germany about mandatory vaccinations or you don't get into everything except the most essential businesses. To the Erie County Democrats, apparently making phone calls, asking questions like, do you support the mask mandate? Would you support a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance to places? So I need to ask you what the Erie County Democrats are apparently planning. Do you support a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance to places? And you can probably imagine what my take is on that. I don't think I need to articulate it. I don't really need to articulate it if you've listened to the show at all over the past 30 years. This is, again, folks, I cannot get over how quickly, just in a matter of a couple of years, we've gone from what we knew as life as we knew it to my actually referring to Florida and Texas as free states within the United States. Those words have not been used in a very long time in the United States of America. Free state of Florida, free state of Texas. Those are common words. I never thought that I'd sit here as a radio talk show host and ask you guys and ladies, hey, if the government said you had to get a jab or you couldn't do anything except buy groceries and drugs, which I guess you couldn't afford because you won't have any money because you won't be able to get into a workplace, would you get the jab? You know, should the government make a jab mandatory? And if the Erie County Democrats, and I want confirmation from those of you who've gotten the call, what exactly was the wording of the question regarding a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance to places? Because if they're asking people how they feel about it, what's the logical conclusion? The logical conclusion is they're planning on doing it, and they're considering doing it. but they're trying to gauge whether or not it would meet with any support. So let me just take this in Erie County, all right? In Erie County, I will ask you, do you support vaccination requirement so people can get into businesses? Do you support a vaccination requirement, not a mask mandate, but a vaccination mandate? Do you think one is coming? I'm very concerned about the next polling cars, Burstein press conference, because I strongly suspect that they're going to up the ante. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least if they said, well, you know, folks, we tried our best, but you wouldn't listen to us. You just kept on engaging in risky behavior, otherwise known as life. And we're going to have to put in a vaccine mandate. And it's going to kill local businesses. It's going to kill Erie County. You're going to see a lot of people who have money say, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm done. There comes a tipping point in everybody's life where you realize you can't live in a place anymore. There comes a tipping point when you realize that you got to get out. And I think a lot of people with money, a lot of business people are going to say, F this, we're gone, if it comes down to a vaccine mandate. Am I wrong? Or are people going to comply like sheep? See, the fact that they want to make it a mandate makes me not want to even consider getting the booster shot, because I don't like being told what to do and what not to do. I got the vaccine of my own free will under the best advice of my physicians. And frankly, I cannot tell you that my physicians are sold on the booster shot. They're not. The primary dude was definitely not very vocally supportive of it. And the other guy, a specialist, said, well, you had COVID. I don't see why you'd need it. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Donna in East Amherst. Donna.
Hi. Yeah, so I guess I am on the opposite end. So I normally wouldn't support something taking people's rights away, but because you're also taking the rights away from people that are immune compromised or are taking like chemotherapy, I would support the mandate. I think until enough people are vaccinated and we can control the virus, that more and more variants are going to pop up. And the only way to stop that is to get rid of the virus. And
what if I told you there is no way to stop the variants from popping up, because the nature of a virus is it is going to constantly mutate? Every single doctor I've had on this program has said the same thing. They can't all be wrong.
It'll mutate, but if it doesn't have a host, it's not going to be able to survive.
Well, that you're pre-assuming that the vaccine is going to guard against whatever variant you see happening in the future, and there's no guarantee of that.
It's not, and that's why
I got the Delta. I mean, I was told that I got the vaccine for the Alpha variant. I got the Delta variant. So there's no guarantee that a mandatory vaccine is going to stop whatever variant you see coming down the pike. And you mentioned immunocompromised people. You're aware, I hope, that there are immunocompromised people who cannot take the vaccine. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, but most of them can, and the reason that it doesn't help them is because the medication that they're taking, it doesn't allow for the antibodies to be able to form. So, I mean, I have a friend that...
And why, let me ask you a question, why would somebody who's immunocompromised... Why would somebody who's immunocompromised even put themselves in a situation where they were at great risk? I mean, I'm not even talking about COVID. I'm talking about the common cold, pneumonia. I mean, should we mandate pneumonia shots too? Because if you're immunocompromised, you're not just immunocompromised to COVID.
No, you're not. But this is a severe thing. You know, a friend of mine has lupus, and she had both vaccinations. She was told not to get the booster until she finishes. She's actually taking chemotherapy for her treatment. And because that interferes with the vaccination, she's not forming antibodies. So now she's pretty much trapped in her house. And, you know, I just feel that we're taking away the rights of people that have a right to live. And I would not be able to live with myself if I was the cause of somebody either getting very sick.
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about the greater good. So should 99% of society be put on hold or get something they don't want so that we can protect 1%? And we've heard an awful lot about the greater good, so I have to reverse the question then.
I think that if they can control this, so I mean, all along
they can't control it. I mean, isn't the lesson of the last 2 years a virus is going to do what a virus is going to do? We went into lockdown. That didn't control it. We had a vaccine. That didn't control it. Now we've got a booster.
Is the scientific way you theorize, you plan, and you do your best. Sometimes,
and it's not working. But what you're saying, we've tried this before. It didn't work.
Yes.
We're in the same place now that we were 2 years ago.
No, we're not.
Oh my God. No, we're in a worse place because now we're talking about mandated vaccines. I mean, you talk about the rights of people who are immunocompromised. How about the rights of people who are allergic to ingredients in the vaccine? How about the basic human right not to be forced to take a medicine you don't want?
I don't think so. I think the way they designed the vaccination, it is kind of a natural process for your body to produce proteins. So it's not even like you're introducing the virus into your body.
Okay, you are aware that I was vaccinated and I got COVID, right?
It doesn't say that you're going to be prevented from getting it, but you were probably the severity of your case. You could have been much, much worse.
Nobody's ever going to know that. That is an unknowable. So even as a vaccinated person, if I had come into contact with your hypothetical person who is immunocompromised, I would have given them COVID. In other words, you can't make everybody safe from everything all the time.
But if we had a higher percentage and we had a better control.
What's a high enough percentage? Because originally herd immunity was supposed to be 60%. Then it was 75%. They don't even talk about herd immunity now. And they also don't even talk about the therapeutics that are out there.
It is the scientific process.
It doesn't work real well. Not with this one.
Get to this point. This will be enough, and then you have to go out and you have to prove it. Sometimes you are right, and sometimes you are not, and that makes science science.
Yeah, well, here we are 2 years later, and I'm still waiting for science to get it right. I thank you for the call. And everybody, every time somebody talks about science, you know what I envision in my mind? I envision the Space Shuttle Challenger being launched by the smartest scientists in the whole world, and the guy saying, throttle up, and watching the Challenger blow up in midair. I also envision the Space Shuttle Columbia coming into its re-entry into the atmosphere, breaking apart. I mean, science doesn't always get it right. I think of thalidomide, which was a drug that was given for morning sickness to women in the 1950s, who then gave birth to what were known as thalidomide babies, and that over-the-counter antacid was over-the-counter, freely available for how many years? And it unfortunately caused cancer. And even, you know what, even acetaminophen, folks, it's safe and effective, right? Acetaminophen. But there are cases of acetaminophen causing irreversible liver damage, leading to the need for a liver transplant, and sometimes liver disease so bad that you end up dying from liver disease. So, I mean, yeah, science is a wonderful thing, but it's a wonderful thing to a point. And if what you have tried to do before didn't work before, why is it going to work in the future? If I had come into contact with Miss Immunocompromised around September 15th, they would have gotten COVID, even though I was fully vaccinated. So clearly, I just don't think her theory holds any, I don't think it holds any water. I really don't. But she believes in mandatory vaccines. And my question is, do you? And if you do, why? I mean, to me, it also strikes me as incredibly anti-American. And we heard about closing down businesses and everything else for the greater good. So do we throw away our American sense of freedom? Or do we go for the greater good, that freedom is always its best reward? And you go, again, I mean, you go for the greater good. And it's the old idea of, you know, what do you do when you got an airplane full of children, but it's going to crash into the White House or it's going to crash into an office building? What do you do? Well, you shoot it down, because it's either the 500 children who are orphans from Somalia, or it's 50,000 people in an office building in New York City. I mean, those things factor into decisions all the time. It's horrible, but they do. I mean, not that particular example, but so are you in favor of vaccine mandates? Previous caller was. She cited her reasons. I disagree. How many more shutdowns are we going to have to go through? There's always going to be a variant. It's going to be the variant this week, a variant next month, a variant 3 months from now. Welcome to the program. So you've got Germany putting in mandated vaccines, or you basically can't do anything except go grocery shopping and go to drugstores. And in Erie County, I want to hear from those of you who've gotten the phone call from the Erie County Democrat Committee. The question that I have been told they're asking is, would you support a mandate allowing only vaccinated people entrance into places? That is the question that I have. If that's the incorrect wording, I'd like to know. But this is somewhat disconcerting, because if they're asking the question, obviously it means it's on the table. I know quite a few unvaccinated people. I stand with the unvaccinated. I absolutely stand with them. I stand against segregation. I don't care what kind of segregation it is. I stand against segregation of those who don't wish to be vaccinated. And again, I've heard a statistic anywhere from 10% to 43% locally of people in the ICU because of COVID were fully vaccinated. 10%, the low end, 43%, the high end, okay? And the sources are beyond reproach. Either statistic, they're beyond reproach. So let's go to Sandy in Tonawanda. Sandy, what's your take on mandates?
Well, I actually don't think they should do any of them. My son's last day of work is tomorrow. I won't say where he works because I know I'm not supposed to, but he does work in a hospital. He's a pharmacy technician, wonderful worker, great, great guy. So he's losing his job. My husband is going to be losing his. He's a nurse. And this is, it's just outrageous. All of it is outrageous. And I do believe that they'll go ahead and do it. Why would we think they wouldn't? It's happening already in New York City.
Well, exactly.
Are we going to be able to not work anywhere then?
That would be my guess. That would be my guess. You won't be able to go anywhere unless you are vaccinated.
Yes. I mean, it's just another way of choking us out. And there's just something really weird about it.
I could not agree with you more. There's something very weird and very sinister feeling about this whole situation.
It is. And I stand with people who decide to get vaccinated. I stand with people who decide to wear a mask. I wear a mask most of the time. I got over COVID 3 weeks ago. And we took ivermectin. I have to say ours was really shortened because we had two young boys living with us from another country, and their parents wouldn't let us give them the ivermectin. We tried to get permission. Theirs lasted 16 days. My husband and mine lasted 3 days. Started out exactly the same. Our son took it prophylactically and never got it. So that was just another issue, kind of aside, but
yeah, I've heard good, I've heard bad about ivermectin. I mean, you know, I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either, but it can't hurt you to try it. I mean, it's such a little.
Well, it might. I mean, you know, all drugs have side effects. I mean, people need to know their bodies and talk to their doctors.
But
aspirin has side effects
for civil disobedience.
I agree. I am also with you on civil disobedience. It's as American as apple pie. It goes back to Henry David Thoreau. In India, Mahatma Gandhi, and in the United States, Dr. Martin Luther King. All of them wrote extensively on civil disobedience. And in the years prior to the Civil War, with slavery being in America, it was stated, well, your dog clearly agrees with me, and I'm happy to have the support of the Schnauzers in the community. It was said, that which is not just is not law. And to me, this isn't just, and it doesn't make sense. We've been here before. The new reality, in my opinion, is we're going to have to learn that COVID is out there, and you're probably going to get it at some point, and that's life.
I believe that, too. And I am part of a group that is prepared to go into places in large groups, not overwhelmingly large groups, 20 to 30 people, seat ourselves and say, listen, if you want us to leave, you're going to have to arrest us.
I'm happy to hear that. Good luck. I mean, it worked. Hey, it worked with the segregated lunch counters. It can work with this.
To us. Are they going to? Well, okay.
Well, again, everybody has to make their own decisions. And I thank you for the call. I mean, some of you will civilly disobey. Others will say, you know what? It just isn't worth living in New York anymore. It just isn't. There's a tipping point for everybody when it comes to where they're going to live and where they're not going to live. And you've got people in Cuba getting in bathtubs floating to Florida. You know, all we have to do is hop in a car.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.